This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Bank of America has agreed to buy Fleet Boston Financial Corporation for $47 billion in stock. It would mark the end of a major New England financial institution and extend Bank of America's reach into the Northeast. And as NPR's Chris Arnold reports from Boston, the big purchase represents a comeback of sorts for corporate mergers.
The deal would make B of A the second largest U.S. banking company. Kenneth Lewis is B of A's current chairman and CEO. He'll remain CEO of the larger bank, which will have close to 6,000 retail branch offices in 29 states.
We are now truly the Bank of America. This is a marriage of two of the oldest and most successful companies in U.S. banking. Our companies bring to the table today hundreds of years of tradition in providing the capital resources that drive economic growth in America.
The acquisition comes just 4 years after Fleet merged with its local rival Bank Boston, a move in part aimed at creating a Boston bank big enough to avoid getting snapped up by a larger out-of-state bank. But Fleet ran into a string of financial problems that made it a good takeover target anyway. Fleet CEO and chairman Chad Gifford said it became clear to him that there were just too many benefits in a sale to a larger partner.
Emotionally, who wants to be the guy that sold the bank in the Northeast? No, that wasn't something I was looking forward to, but my job as chief executive was to realistically determine what's good for shareholders, what's good for the rest of our constituents, which we take very seriously. And it became increasingly clear to us that scale is a tremendous advantage.
Gifford will remain on as the chairman of the larger bank. The two CEOs did not give any hard numbers on overall estimated job cuts, but since there's not much geographic overlap between the banks, executives seem to expect minimal layoffs. According to Fleet, the agreement calls for, quote, maintaining employment levels in New England.
That's the good news and that's the bad news.
Bob Teitelman is editor-in-chief of the weekly magazine The Deal in New York.
They don't overlap that much, so there's no need to fire half the, you know, the workers or close half the branches. The bad part of that, and it's bad only from a financial standpoint, is that Bank of America is going to have to generate cost savings somewhere to make this deal work. And the question is, where do they get the cost savings?
Bank executives say they'll see savings in credit analysis, collections, marketing, and advertising. But Teitelman says if B of A can't get the savings it's predicting, the company is likely to take a beating on Wall Street. Also, even if there are not a lot of layoffs, some in Boston are concerned about what the sale might mean for Fleet's substantial philanthropic activities.
They are the largest corporate supporter in the region.
Mary Kelly is executive director of the Massachusetts Cultural Council. She says Fleet supports everything from small theater companies to the symphony to arts programs in public schools. She's encouraged that Fleet executives are pledging not to reduce their philanthropy, but she says nonprofits around Boston can't help but be a bit worried.
There's always a concern when a corporate headquarters moves away that there will be a loss of interest in the place where it has been before.
The B of A acquisition still needs approval from shareholders and bank regulators. It wasn't the only big merger announced today. Anthem Inc. agreed to buy WellPoint Health Networks for more than $16 billion. Analysts say the recovery in the stock market and the economy is renewing the corporate appetite for deal making. According to Bloomberg, this month has seen the most merger activity since July of 2001. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.